August 9th?
Yes.
Tuesday, city council meeting. Safety meeting. Minutes. Meeting.
UV skin protection. July is UV safety month. At one time or another, we've all had a bad sunburn, and we know how bad it can hurt. In addition, prolonged, unprotected exposure can damage your skin and cause premature lines, freckles, sunspots, and skin cancer. UV rays react with a chemical called melanin that's found in most people's skin. It's the first defense against the sun because it absorbs dangerous UV rays before they do serious skin damage. It is found in different concentrations and colors, resulting in different skin colors. The lighter a person's natural skin color, the less it has to absorb UV and protect itself. The best way to protect your skin from UV light is by wearing sunscreen when you are outside. Here are some sunscreen facts and tips. Using sunscreen can reduce your chances of burning, but is not going to allow you to spend unlimited time outdoors without risk of skin damage. Sunscreen must absorb into the skin to be effective. Apply it 30 minutes prior to going into the sun so it lets the sunscreen absorb into the skin. It is widely recommended that people use sunscreen with an SPF of 15 to 30. SPF of 30 can block up to 97% of harmful UV rays. Going higher than 30 on SPF hasn't shown to make a positive difference. Sunscreen needs to be reapplied every 60 to 90 minutes, sooner if you're in the water. This is true even if you use waterproof sunscreen. It is not truly waterproof. It's just water resistant. Not all sunscreens protect you from UVA and UVB light. Check the label and use one that is that protects the skin from both. You can get a sunburn through your clothes. For example, a white t-shirt gives only the same protection as sunscreen with an SPF of 5 and is even less effective if it is wet.
So sunblock 75, 85, 90 is not really?
He says it doesn't really prove to be any more effective than SPF 30.
Good to know.
That's all I had, thank you. Let's call it a night.
Smell me the only one on so far?
Yeah. It's usually about one person.
What?
Oh, it's like, don't mind me yawning.
We'll call this meeting to order.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, do I have any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I move to approve the agenda.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion is set. And Leah, we only have one online, and that's Melanie, for the record. Hello, Melanie. Can you hear us?
Maybe not. She should be able to.
Melanie?
She's muted.
I can hear you.
Okay. All right. So, approval of the July 12th council meeting minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the July 12th council minutes.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the July 12th council meeting minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Waiting for Melanie.
She said aye.
The council meeting minutes for July 12th are approved. Approval of August 1st special meeting minutes. That was a special meeting for the
psilocybin
to be put on the ballot. Do I hear a motion to approve those special meeting minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the special meeting minutes August 1st.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the special meeting minutes of August 1st. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Minutes are approved. Approval of bills from July 12th to August 8th, 2022.
I move that we approve the bills of July 12th through August 8th, 2022.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the bills from July 8th to August 8th, or July 12th to August 8th. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Bills have been approved. Approval of the financial statement for July. Excuse me, I don't have the wrong one.
Yeah, they all say. I'll make that motion to approve the financial statement for July 2022.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the financial statement for July. Any discussion on the financial statement? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Financial statement for July is approved. We have no correspondence that I have. Old business, project updates.
Send a sulfur concentration test into Umpqua Labs in Portland, just to kind of get a better idea how much sulfur we need to remove from well one. Waiting for results, and then I can figure out a better cost on what it would, better aerator. That's all I have. Nothing else has changed.
When will that be? When will we have that info? Do you know?
Normally those minerals tests take like 3 weeks for me to get data back. So I send it in on the first Wednesday of August, so maybe the next meeting I'll have the results and I'll be able to tell you what it's going to cost for the, or, you know, how much we have to remove.
The cemetery, are we about wrapped up on that?
Our city attorney is going to draft a resolution for the cemetery board to go forward with the transition, and then he drafted us a resolution so we can motion it next council meeting.
Okay.
So he's in the process of drafting for the cemetery board.
But he's also getting the papers ready too, because he wanted to know who the president
And
secretary were for to put all the papers to do the deeds.
Okay. So the work session for the prescribing rules, didn't we do that? Didn't we schedule that?
We didn't schedule it. We needed for this month to schedule it for September.
Oh. Oh shoot, my calendar's in the office. What's a good day, Melanie?
I'm pretty open in September.
Go get my calendar.
Maybe the week of the 19th, 20th, or 21st, or 22nd.
Throughout the week of the 19th.
Sure, I'll be gone.
I'll be gone the following week.
Okay, let's do October then.
Yeah, let's do, because I'm thinking that, let's do the... Can we do the second week in October? The League of Oregon Cities meeting is the first week in October, and I think our new book is coming out for the new resource book for new council members and new mayors, and that might also be kind of a good thing to have. So, maybe if we could do the second week. October.
It's also council
week. Yeah. Maybe we could do it Monday evening, and then we could meet.
I do have Haven House meeting on Monday.
Oh.
At 6. I guess not earlier than that.
And that is Columbus Day observed, so I won't be working, so I can meet earlier that day.
To say, bank people.
Yeah, I can meet earlier that day, if that works for everybody else.
By earlier, are we talking 4 o'clock?
If that works.
I need to be done by 6.
Yeah. I would imagine
that
if it takes that long, we can table it for another meeting.
I don't think it'll take that long. Yeah. I mean, if we could do maybe even... Like, I don't want anybody cutting into it. 4:30? for now. Does that sound
works
okay?
For me.
Okay. 4:30 on the 10th, tentatively. And then I'll double check on when the league conference is. I just have it in pencil here, so I'm not even sure when I know it's that week. We'll just pencil that in and then I'll check it. Okay. The community development funds, they came. So I guess we need to talk about probably at another work session, get out our priority list on what we need, what we could what areas we can look at for the funds.
Is this the 166,000?
166,666. Weird number. Yeah. So we can sit around and discuss the monies. August is is anybody opposed to meeting like the week of the 22nd of August? Week after next? And any evening or lunch or?
I could do Wednesday or Thursday.
Those days are fine for me, but it has to be. Because we're back in school, so it'd have to be the evening.
So it would be the
23rd
or
4th? I can't do the 23rd. I can do
24th. Or the 24th and 5th? Okay. I can probably do those days, but I would have to confirm because, honestly, I think that week I'm in Arlington. But I'm not sure what time that puts me back in town.
What about Wednesday?
I'm in Morrow Monday, Tuesday, and Arlington Wednesday, Thursday. I just need to confirm. But we can go ahead and pencil it in, and if I miss part of it, I miss part of it.
Do we want to do the 24th or 25th? Terry said she couldn't make it that Wednesday.
She said she can't do Tuesday, but
do Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, she can do Wednesday or Thursday. So let's write in Wednesday. I mean, we just need to get the ball rolling and kind of make a plan. So how about
What time does Cindy get back from Arlington?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure that day because I don't know if I'm supposed to be there till 3 or till 4 or till 5. I've been so all over the place the last couple weeks that I never know where I'm going to be or what time I'm going to be there. I'll let Leah know tomorrow when I get into the bank and get a chance to see what my schedule looks like. But if I have to miss a little bit, so be it. I'll be there when I can.
Shall we say 6? Because even if you have to work till 5, you'll be close.
And then
let's pencil in 6 o'clock on the 24th of this month. And we'll just do the best we can.
Is that meeting open to the public?
Yes, it is. It's a work session, though. So,
yeah. With community input?
No.
Or community development?
No. Yeah. Yeah. It allows the council to speak freely and make plans. You can have public input at our public meetings, but our work sessions allow the council to speak freely and have a work session. So the 24th at 6 o'clock. So we will hear, I'm sorry, we will hear your report. Yeah, you've had a long day. I keep forgetting.
I don't have a whole lot. Thank you.
Yes.
Been fairly busy with law enforcement issues and short staff over the last couple of weeks. So, Leah's been very good with keeping me informed on some issues that have been coming up as far as fire stuff and yards. Been slowly working through those as time goes. Finally, was able to make some contact over the last few days on some of those. So we're continuing to monitor that. So she and I are working out a billing issue as far as me getting stuff to her sooner. I will do better with that. Again, time issue for me. So as far as that goes, it's been pretty quiet. And I will continue to work with community. I'll ask you to step outside and you and I will, I'll update you on my issue with you, or the issue that you had. So that's where we're at.
Okay, anybody have any questions on that? All right, thank you.
Yeah.
New business, cornhole tournament.
It's supposed to be a street closure request.
Oh.
My bad.
Yeah, I figured you'd talk about it too, so.
Okay.
During Cycle Oregon on Tuesday, the 13th, September 13th, we're going to be having a cornhole tournament in the afternoon. And so we wanted to request a street closure for First Street from Washington to Adams from 3 to 8 p.m. And we'll have a cornhole tournament, and then there'll be some local vendors as well. So.
Anybody have any questions for that?
I'm just curious, is it just Cycle Oregon people who are participating, or is it open
to
the public?
No, it's open to, okay. Yeah.
And so, as always with street closures, we don't provide the barricades.
We provide the barricades, but you got to pick them up. Like, we don't put them
out.
We
don't
put
them,
them out. They're sitting over at the shop. You can use them if you want them. But
I knew there was something. We don't do something.
We don't deliver.
We don't deliver, so.
I'll be glad to help you with that.
Cycle Oregon?
The memo of understanding with Cycle Oregon that they have to prepare to have the city sign off on use of the baseball field.
Do we have that?
No. As of this afternoon, she hadn't emailed it to me. So I know we've talked about it in my various updates about Cycle Oregon. So as soon as it comes,
We have to run it by the attorney before we sign it. Anything we sign, we just run it by him to make sure. When can we get it? So we need to get it before they get here. Yeah.
Well, I was hoping I would have it by today, so.
Okay. So, when it comes, just get it to Lee, and she'll pop it over to Jared, and he'll just look at it and... Yeah, Paul looked at everything for us.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't have to vote on that, do we? Or do we need to approve it?
Well, I don't know what it says. It
basically just says the Cycle Oregon will be using it and take responsibility for any insurance or anything that happens on it.
And, like just your basic...
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't vote on it if we don't see it.
No, I just...
So, I guess we could approve it if the attorney approves it.
That's what I mean.
I guess
like,
we can
pending
do that.
Pending approval of
the pending
attorney.
Approval from... Yeah, we can do that. You can make that motion, Cindy. Okay.
I move that we approve the memorandum of understanding. It's been so long since I've had to say that word. With Cycle Oregon, with the approval of the attorney.
Regarding the use of the baseball field.
Pending the approval from the attorney, yes.
Yeah.
I second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the Memorandum of Understanding with Cycle Oregon to use our baseball field pending the approval from the attorney. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Good job.
And then, I guess I'm the next service product. The other thing I wanted to, and I sent this to Leah, but when Cycle Oregon asked if there's a possibility of moving the old abandoned trailer that's near the concession stand, because that's where they want to put their stage and stuff.
The abandoned trailer is the concession stand. The shed
and then there's a
The trailer is the concession stand. Can they put the
they'll work around it. It just looks
Can they put the stage next to it or on the other side?
I think they'll work around it. They said they'll cover it with something.
Okay.
And so that was just. And then the other thing was if there are any service projects that
do you have any
you could use some help on for a few hours. We'll have multiple people available, so you can think of anything.
How many hours?
Huh?
How many hours?
Probably like 3 hours would be the longest. We would ask them to do something. Do you have something?
Tent set up so we can see it.
Oh.
Good time to have a bunch of people to do that.
Yeah. To do what?
I have a, we put in for a grant, the emergency management put in for a grant. It's a $35,000 tent that can be used for emergency purposes. It's huge, has air conditioning units, floors. Anyway, we need to get a bunch of people at some point in time to set it up and make sure it's all together and they're tear it back down. So, just a project.
Well, maybe they can put the stage under the tent.
Yeah.
So you just basically need to put it together and see if it, and if you have a space that's...
We're going to put it in the
fire hydrants.
Oh, at the courthouse?
Yeah, the fire hydrants painted.
Okay. I know you do.
So basically like a four-wheel operating base if there was any kind of emergency.
But Smith wrecked all his vehicles, so he can't get there.
Okay. And how many people do you think you would need?
I don't. I'm waiting to hear back.
20.
It's
okay. We have like...
It's a big tent.
It's huge.
We have 1,000 people that will be here. And
it's... If anybody had been in St. Charles Bend during COVID, the year of COVID, it was their forward operating tent. Mm-hmm. It was that tent. We've got it.
Okay.
So it's huge.
We'll just keep
it. Multi rooms.
Okay.
Yeah. Has it been sanitized?
Yes. No, it was sent back to the manufacturer and gone completely through. Yes.
So let's just keep in touch on details. Thank you.
Paleo Project, did you get a hold of?
I did not.
So Mr. Key has been calling and asking, number one, he needs a letter of support for the Paleo building. He also kind of would like support from the city, which I think we can absolutely do that. I would like to somehow tie in, you know, we have this beautiful building over here. We're the city of Fossil. I don't know why we don't kind of tie the Paleo building in with it. To me, I think it's a terrible location. Maybe if it were on Main Street or something, but they have fossils in there and we're fossils, so I kind of like to, maybe, I don't know how to do it. I don't know why they're not, you know, their foot traffic, they can't get volunteers, they don't have any foot traffic. I don't know what to do, but I think, you know, I'll write a letter of support for him. Whatever he needs, I think that we need to help. I somehow tie it in with the museum, or I'm not sure, but it's a beautiful building. It has cool stuff in it. I think it's great to have in Fossil. I just don't know what we can do, but if anybody thinks of anything, we need to support that building because it's cool.
Okay.
fossils in it.
I know Jim.
I like it.
Jim Smith had it all arranged. He had high schoolers training in public relations, learning all about everything, and then when it came down to the last minute, they wouldn't allow young people to staff it. And he was kind of put out because he got these kids in how to deal with the public, learning all about the fossils, and then it was just cut off, which was a real big shame.
Yeah.
Because that would have been a good resource. They could have used it for their volunteer stuff on their resumes. So that was very foolish of them to not allow the kids to do that. But maybe because of
state regulations on age, or I don't know. I know they can't pump gas. We had the workforce, you know.
Having them in there with adults coming in, and
I know. Yeah, I don't know. But
it was too bad.
I think that if we can figure something out, it's a cool building with cool stuff. So if you could reach out to him again, and I think he needs a letter of support, and he's going to the schools again. See what we can do.
What's he asking from the schools if he's not wanting kids working in there?
He never mentioned that. That whole thing that Marcia said. So
maybe they're revisiting it. I don't know.
Yeah. So, and maybe that was before him. I don't know how long he's been there.
Forever. Well,
oh.
Forever, but for many years.
So. Yeah, I don't know. I know he said that he was going to be on the agenda there, or is on the agenda. I don't know. So hopefully, if we can help, I'd like to do that. The paving project, extra help.
So it's on.
Woo!
Yay. Called yesterday. His original quote was for 888 tons. It was 137,000. He can do 660 tons for 130,000. So he's gonna be here Monday, and so we've started tearing up the street.
So we're doing.
You haven't noticed.
Broadway.
Yeah. We're gonna do Washington from First to Broadway. So, like, next to the Pine Creek Schoolhouse, between the Masonic Lodge, we're going to kind of widen that. We're going to do some pre-leveling, and then we're going to do some grinding at the end of this week. They're going to bring a rig in, and we're going to grind asphalt. And so there'll be some bumps where we transition from the new asphalt to the old for the weekend. It'll be a couple inches at most. We'll throw some cones out and to identify it. I didn't want to do it before, you know, fair week when everybody's in town, but I don't really have much of a choice. I feel like if we push him off, then we're just not going to get it done. I got to have it done by the end of the month or we lose the funding.
Right.
So we'll be doing prep all week, and then I was wanting to make sure it's all right to hire extra help because we usually take care of the flagging, mm-hmm. so it doesn't cost us extra. I got Jerry Luther, Mick Wright, Chris Stanley. And then I talked to Joe Jager because sometimes we end up with, like, 10 yards extra. And so we'll scramble at the last minute and go around and, like, start opening up old trenches and then throwing hot mix in it. And he's got a double drum roller, and so he's going to run his roller over that and compact it. Maybe do a better job with the roller
mm-hmm.
versus the little plate compactor that doesn't really pack it down. So, and then I was wanting to know what we were going to do for wages for the extra help. We're going to stay with $15 an hour. I think that's what we've been paying. I can't remember. But I think that's what we've been doing is $15 an hour. And they're out there in the sun all day, like, you know, just keeping people from driving over the hot mix. So what do you think?
Do you think that's adequate or do you think it should be higher?
I think it's fine. That's what Chris is making as far as the parks person. And
it's not a place to make a living. I mean, it's not a moneymaker.
No.
But we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Maybe we can throw in a lunch.
15 sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. And then Joe Jager, I asked him for a quote on his roller. Mm-hmm. And he's going to have to run it because he said it's got some quirks and it keeps dying on him, and so I'm just like, well, then you come with the role. And he volunteered. He said he would help, so I'm like, okay, fine. if we needed it. So it's kind of like sitting on standby. I might not need him. So.
Yay. That's good. Good news. Hey. Good, good, good. Action items. Purchase request.
So, part of my wish list was the start on the SCADA system, and one is the design. So this is their quote to come in and measure and shoot radio signals around at each of the buildings and back to City Hall, so we can put a room and then gradually build the system over years. So this was their quote to come in and do the radio testing and design. And
what's the purpose of this?
So instead of, like, say this weekend, well 3 clicked off and it didn't start up. So it ran all weekend, or it drained all weekend, but it didn't run. But we don't know that until we physically go up into the building and see that it's off. The SCADA is integrating the hardware that's up there with software, and so we can remotely view it. And sometimes, in some cases, we can remotely, like with my cell phone, I can get an alert and it says, hey, mm-hmm. did you know that Friday night the well shut down? But I know Friday night, not Monday morning. And so that's what the whole SCADA system is. It's like, it's taking, hey, what's the level of the wells, and is there a problem? Because sometimes I don't know that the, like, those lagoons empty, or those reservoirs empty, until I physically look in there, and I don't often look in there. Or I don't know a well is shut down, or there's an alarm at the lift station, like an overflow, until people call me or I physically go down there. So this is putting little radio receivers, upgrading our equipment so that we get instantaneous, constant feedback from them saying everything's okay, well,
or it's
still
not
online, mm-hmm.
or it's
I
not.
Got an alarm.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you got an alarm.
So that's $8,000 just to...
$9,000.
$9,000 just to...
To design.
To design.
Design, yeah.
And then what's... The next part.
Well, they've come in and we've talked and I said I don't have costs. I said I want to do this, but I need to know what it costs. And there, I said there will be years where we may not spend any money on it because we don't have it. When we can, we'll upgrade. When we make upgrades, like, well, we're gonna do well 2, you know, that's gonna upgrade to a system that will send a receiver into that, like the hub at City Hall. So as we slowly upgrade things, just little things, you know, I say little, but they're, you know, we're not like building a new system. It's just like as we upgrade a control panel or something, we'll put in an extra transmitter unit in it, and it'll send a signal in and stuff like that. So I don't have costs because they haven't designed it. They're not going to go through and design it and price it out until they have got approval for the spend the time. You know, they're going to spend a couple of days on, actually they're going to spend 2 days on site, and then they're going to spend a week or two at the office going through it and then saying, you know, this distance is too far, you need a more powerful radio, or this radios will work. How many analog inputs do you want here? How many inputs do you want here? And then I've prioritized which sites need to be first, like the lift stations need to be first. I need to know those. Then we'll talk about the active wells, and then the backup wells, and then the reservoirs.
So this is no equipment.
State. This is nothing. This is mm-hmm. hopefully a ballpark. Like, what's it going to cost? What's it going to take? What will work? What won't work? You know, there's no sense in quoting us a transmitter that only works for 1,000 feet, and it's 2,000 feet from, say, the well to the City Hall. So they need to test that out and make sure that they can still receive those signals with certain transmitters, or how you know, did you get what I'm trying to say there? Like, mm-hmm. They're just going to test some of that equipment. And then they can put together a package and say, this is what it's going to cost. And then we can look at it and say, okay, well, we're willing to spend, you know, $5,000 a year on it, and we'll upgrade.
So I guess what I'm just trying to understand in my thick brain,
mm-hmm.
$9,000, they're going to come in and give us this information. It's not buying us any equipment. It's just saying this is what you need.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And then once we say, okay, we've given you $9,000, now we have to start buying the stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then paying to install it.
It's kind of just like a plans. I mean,
It's
you
just like
the
ASR project. There's a design fee you get to pay for, the engineering fees you get to pay for that. Huh?
You
kind of like an audit.
You get to pay for you get to pay for the info.
Yeah.
You pay up front.
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to spend 2 weeks on it and not get anything out of it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was quick and down, easy, you know, they're more than willing to give me information over the phone, but. They're not going to put together this whole package and say, all right, let's design the system so we know what works. And
that might be a good use of the community development money. You could put that in the hat for the 166, 666, 666.
Yes, but I did budget for it.
Yeah, we budgeted for it.
Budget for it. So.
Never mind.
I mean, you can put it in there, or you can put it, the equipment that it will cost to put. If it costs $100,000 to do the whole thing, I don't know, then, you know, maybe that's what you want to spend the money on. I doubt it, but, you know, because that's a me dream, because I'm tired of going, like, hearing Eddie call, Monday, saying, hey, the reservoir's half empty or half full, whichever person you are, and so because the well didn't turn on Friday, and we didn't know it.
Yeah.
You
would have known.
Yeah. Or get the call, you know, 5 a.m. the next morning when Tim goes out of the motel and says, hey, did you know your red light, the lift station's on? And, of course, DEQ requires an off-site notification. So, like, there's supposed to be an auto dialer in there that sends me a signal on my phone. But we can't. The old one broke. We tried to get another one to work. It won't work. Now it's like, okay, tag, what can we put in there to work? And this is what we're working on.
Thanks for explaining.
Yeah. And like, for the lift stations, DEQ requires that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't get a choice. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm stalling because I'm saying, hey, we're working on it, and they're like, okay, but you have to have this. It's like, I know we have to have it. You know, and they come back every few years and look, and we've been making progress on the lift station, you know, to prevent the overflows, but the auto dialers, is a thorn in their side because they're like, you should have had an auto dialer when I first notified you that you were going to overflow. It's like, we knew it was going to overflow because the flows were too high. So I didn't need an auto dialer to tell me, but it's still something that's required. You know.
And DEQ fines are huge. They're not like $500 here and there.
Yeah, they're up to like $10,000 per day.
DEQ fines are thousands, so it's like.
You know, when I think about what's happening in the whole country with water supplies in big cities, we're so lucky that we have ours so self-contained. So we have such a precious thing here where we know where our water comes from. We know there's no whatever the poisons are that they're seeing in these systems. So we have to cherish what we have and take care of it.
And we did recently just have to sample for PFAS, those forever chemicals. That was a requirement that was paid for by the state or the feds, I don't know. But and we came back with a non-detect. On all our sources. So.
Any more questions for Bill on the quote from TAG?
And you've put this, you've already budgeted for this.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, we have the $50,000 equipment maintenance. Just, that's where, and then we have a little bit, we have some in capital outlay that I didn't have. I don't really consider this capital outlay because it's not like a material thing we can hold, but. It's in our budget, so I had hoped to do this.
So you're looking for a motion to
approve, yeah. It's over $500.
I'll make the motion that we approve the bid by TAG.
I'll second it.
It's an invoice.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the quote from TAG for 8910. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay.
Aye.
One last minute there.
And when I get that information, I'll give it to you guys so you can review and you can see what the costs are going to be. And we can look at it and say, so in our wheelhouse for this year, or hey, we're going to do this year, we're going to do that next year. Well, I think we can keep it within our budget real easy and not even really have to, like, we need more money, you know, pull out a contingency. It's not going to be like that. It's going to be what we have, what we can afford to spend on it,
okay.
And we'll upgrade slowly.
I just wanted to understand.
Yeah. It's a good question. Thank you.
Okay, reports. Councillor Hunt.
So the library is staying busy with summer reading. They've had a table at Fossil Fridays. We'll have one again on our last Fossil Friday where they will be in charge of a cornhole tournament. And they also have a booth at the fair. Haven House Read Aloud is going well. We're going to skip August just because it is during the fair and we're all too busy. City Hall received a letter from a patron regarding the library, and the library was asked to discuss it at their meeting, which they did. And they came up with a solution that looks like this, a poster that will go in several places in the library. I just got this tonight, so I don't have copies. And that was what they wanted to do to solve that problem. And that's it.
Okay, Councillor Sperry?
I do not have anything at this time.
I would like to say on behalf of the ambulance crew, it's been smoking busy, so if you see an EMT or a driver, please thank them and tell them how much you appreciate them. It's taken a lot of time away from their jobs. They've been giving up a lot of their time to provide medical care and transportation to people in our community. So if you see them, thank you, thank them. Thank you, Bill Potter. He's been spending a lot of time helping people. So I want to put that out there on behalf of the city. Thank you. Thank Susan Moore and all the other ambulance people. It's been a busy month, last 2 months.
Do we have plenty of EMTs?
No.
No, we don't. So
We have four. One hasn't basically stopped. The other shows up at 1 in 20.
So come I've heard this rumor, and it's just a rumor, that there's a list of EMTs, but many of them have beside their name not available. Why are they not available?
So I don't really sure what you're talking about for a list, but we have active 911, and you can punch available, responding, unavailable, and maybe that's what you're referring to. So when a call comes in, I can pull it up, and I'm sorry. Nancy Carol.
Thanks, Bill.
You.
Yeah.
There's five. and so sometimes you can see who's available and who's not available.
And
maybe that's what they're referring to.
Yeah, and there are volunteers, and it depends on where they're at in their job. You know, when the call goes off or where they're at in their day.
A lot of times Susan says, I can't be there. I say, I can't be there. And so when there's a call, and if Carol can't make it, then we run. I think the last week in July we had 7 calls. 2 were right after midnight. In 1 week we had 7 run, and 6 were transports to Madras. And I think I only missed like 4 hours of work that week. So it was all either in the evenings, at night, and on the weekends. So,
Rodney and I showed up at 1.
You showed up for several. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So how do we solve that problem?
Good question.
If you answer that question, the state of Oregon would probably pay you $100 million because it's nationwide. Nationwide. You cannot get I mean, it's not just county, it's all over.
And I've told Susan that I'm not going to renew my EMT license unless something changes, so that'll
And what could change it would cause you to do that? That's what I want to know. That would be a solution to the problem. If you're not willing to renew yours because of the way things are, how do we change the way things are so that...
Take the class, Terry.
...that people would...
I mean, it'd be nice to only be on call one, like, 7 days.
Yeah. I'm 62.
Sorry.
I'm 63.
But still, I'm tired.
I'm too old.
Me too. I can't even read the dial.
Are we able to if we can find funding to pay people to do it, or is it?
You can offer stipends.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it would help?
I hope it'll help.
I mean,
depends
we have
on
to
how
do
much you
something.
Offer.
Yeah.
You know, but.
But when people are taking their own money to drive from wherever they are to town, gas is expensive. Then they're gone for a certain number of hours. If there's anything we can do to encourage people, number one, to apply to be an EMT, especially young people.
So, and the problem is the class doesn't just come around every day.
And number one, emergency medical is not for everybody. There's blood, there's guts, there's death. You know, there's a lot. It's just not for everybody, and it's a lot. It's a lot of hours and a lot of time. And once you do it, you know, the commitment is hard. Isn't it, Bill? It's hard. It's hard to get up at 2 in the morning and, you know, you're gone to Madras and you get home at 6 and you either decide to go to work or go back to bed.
Yeah.
But
to be a driver, is there special, you have to have the full EMT just to be the driver?
No.
No. No.
But there's an EVOC course.
There's an EVOC course. It's like an 8-hour course. And there's, but... Some days we struggle with drivers, but I think there's like 10 drivers. So you got 5 EMTs and 10 drivers, and you got, you know, it's just.
I'm not saying it wouldn't be
welcome. I'm just saying the real problem is the medical responder. And it's a huge liability. It's stressful.
Yep.
It's a liability. I mean, I should be taking out personal liability insurance as an EMT. Gretchen keeps harping on me about it, but it's just like, I'm not paying for it. I'm just not coughing up that much money a month to pay for it. I should, because I need to cover myself.
So before we get too far into this conversation, I don't want to step on the clinic's toes because they are working on something. I don't want to overstep. The ambulance board is working on something, so I don't want to step on their toes. Right, Melanie? Hello?
Right.
So I don't want to, they are working on things to kind of help incentivize the EMTs and the clinic is trying to work out something. They're having meetings with
emergency management.
Yeah, and so, you know, so I don't want to try to reinvent the wheel with them, and maybe they will bring something and we can support whatever it is. Because it's been a consistent, you know, in every community, in every town, every place, it's hard. It's hard to get volunteers. It's just not what it used to be.
Yeah. It's a nationwide problem, absolutely.
Especially medical care, emergency medical care. It's just not, it's hard. So, but anyway, that's why if you see your EMT or driver, thank them. Because that might be the day that they don't quit if you thank them.
Good point.
Yeah.
And you know, I guess I don't even know who EMTs are. I know you two. And you know, but other than that, I have no idea.
There's
who
a
EMTs
list
are.
At City Hall of all the firefighters, EMTs, and everybody that volunteers for the city. We have lists.
Yeah, it would be
everybody.
Nice if we maybe even put that in the paper or something, just as a reminder to people that these what people
yeah.
are doing.
Yeah.
Because most people aren't going to go to City Hall and look that list up, but if they saw something in the paper, they might say something.
Well, they seem to really care when you show up at their house in the middle of the
day.
Yeah,
they do.
Or on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, and I just, yeah, I just think we had some way to let the community know and offer their support.
Well, we have our annual picnic, our barbecue.
Yeah.
Maybe we can. Okay, Councilor Beckham.
I have nothing.
No sewer problems is a good, not no sewer problems.
We have experts working on that.
Councilor Burlingame?
No problem with sewer.
Yay. So, headed to Newport to the mayor's conference. I did bring up we're kind of getting late in the game, but we do need to do, we didn't do it last year, the volunteer appreciation, City of Fossil Volunteer Appreciation Barbecue. We need to schedule that, right, Melanie?
Yes, we do.
So we want to do that. When do we want to do that? Do we want to schedule it next meeting so we have some time to think about it? Okay, let's do that.
As long as we do it, I mean, the weather will still be decent and we get it just in the evening.
Okay.
A couple hours there in the fire hall, the emergency services building, so.
Okay, Leah, will you want to put that on the agenda? And I think that's...
Bill could look at his schedules too to see if he knows that when they're doing trainings or whatever, so we can make sure it's a good day for all of them.
We can, yeah. I mean, Wednesdays are usually the days we do trainings. First and second are the wet fire. The second Wednesday is ambulance. But, you know, if we did a dinner, we could always cancel the fire meeting. Just so evenings are fine. Saturday's fine. We'll make work. We'll figure out a day. Maybe towards the third or fourth week of September. We'll go.
Okay, it'll be a little cooler and...
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Public Works?
We still have the Planning Committee meeting on the 30th. I gotta send letters out to the residents in the area. There'll be notice in the paper. I need to get a staff report and stuff for the Planning Committee members. I still need to get you that list of emails and phone numbers. I have not completed it yet, but I'll get it to you.
No problem.
Told you. Huh?
August
30th, 5:30 p.m. Right here. This very room. So. Can you make it?
Perfect.
And then I told you about the paving. We did have a burn today. It was not caused by lightning. Some clown decided to start burning the trash in his backyard. That matter has been, fire was put out and the matter has been pushed off to the sheriff's office. Smokey the Bear will be here to ride in the fire engine for the parade, and then we'll go over to the kids' games. I don't have a lot of swag this year. I give it out free.
Hey, Bill, in the textile building, underneath the cupboards, when you go under the booths on the left, is a whole bunch of Smokey the Bear stuff. There's little frisbees with Smokey the Bear and little sacks with Smokey the Bear stuff in it. So there's a whole big box under there with Smokey the Bear stuff in it. So I'd say go get it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I don't need a whole lot. We don't get a lot of kids, but I know that Sally's little kids' games are buying backpacks, and so... We're also going to write their names on them, give them backpacks so when they go into the baseball field, they can put
all their stuff
in there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, there's
and then,
little frisbees and, like,
probably a
other
ruler,
stuff.
Pencils.
And it was like there was coasters. little sacks of stuff, like little goodie bags, like swag bags type things, and the frisbees, and there was something else. I can't remember now what it was. But anyway, it's there.
And I believe BLM Fire is going to show up for, provided they're not, he's not on the fire. will show up at the kids' games too, and he'll bring a little bit of swag. And I have some old fire helmets. I have some fire helmets, some plastic, cheap plastic ones that the little kids will wear and stuff. And I found 3 boxes of locks in the city hall that were there for rifle locks. You know, like when you put
yeah.
like you put it through your to safety your firearm or something like that. I'm not giving out those to the kids. I'd be like, here you go.
Get your rifle lock.
Well, not for your rifle, but go, hey, go chain up that boy's bike over there, and here's the key. You know,
I don't know, your little sister.
That'd be a bad idea. Maybe I think about that one, though. And that's all I know.
Okay, city recorder.
The open swim is finished as of today. We did cancel today because of the weather, but it looks like it's been a pretty good outcome this year, and I think kids are going to look forward to it next year, and hopefully maybe add either some more days or add something, another activity to do in there. I know that we've talked about it before, like a lunch or something. We've had at least 6 kids that repeatedly would show up, so.
Super.
In a huge variety of permission slips, so.
Good.
That is it.
That's it? I forgot to add, and I wanted it on the record, each year at the mayor's conference, you have a basket that they raffle off, and the money goes towards scholarships for cities that might not be able to pay full conference fees. This year, Wilson's Ranches donated one night stay for 2 people. Maha Outfitters donated a fishing trip. I got a cooler from, I know Service Creek's not fossil, but they donated a cooler. The Merck, I got a sweatshirt and a, I got one of Kathy's fossil Digit buckets. And, some jerky and some Chevy hat from Wright Chevrolet, camo Chevy hat, even though it's not there anymore, but I grabbed it out of the back. And so a lot of stuff, really cool basket this year. So I hope that it does well. No Sally salsa. I usually take that.
You're trying to outdo that Pendleton guy, aren't you?
That Pendleton, there's no outdoing the Mayor Pendleton because they bring wool blankets and crystal and whiskey. So, but anyway, so I'm pretty excited, but I really, really was excited about Wilson's Ranches and Steve Fleming. I thought that was pretty cool. So, almost threw my bull tag in there, but then I caught myself. It's like, so. Anyway, okay, community issues and concerns. Marcia, good to see you.
Fine, thank you.
Julie, good to see you. Long time no see at our meetings. Chad.
When, if you have a date, would the next EMT trainings be? Because I would be very interested in joining the EMTs.
We are trying to set one up in Mitchell. I know that's not what you want to hear, but we decided Mitchell because they are hurting the most. And there are 2 young gentlemen over there, but if it is in Mitchell, I would be teaching it. That's what's taking so long. I need to get my certification to teach. You could ride with me.
Okay.
That's what's taking so long. I need one more certification to teach it. So we would have it over there, so they would absolutely take it if it's in their community. And then that's what we're working on.
If it's within the county, that's not an issue to me.
Yeah. So.
Thank you, Chad.
Yeah. Awesome.
We need more young people like
that.
It's okay, Cindy.
Couldn't do it. Just
sometimes they're just not good
did you get
things.
Carson?
Nope.
Excellent.
Oh, okay.
Bill and I.
That's
one more reason.
Okay, if there's nothing else, this meeting's adjourned. Oh, I just get deadly ill in the back.
Yeah, that would be another reason.
Oh my gosh,
be a good
I just
friend
get
for me.
Just a terrible rescue person.
Car sick
and sick in the back.
Oh, I'd be.
The
clean up on all
the hamburger and blood and gore doesn't bother me. It's the car sick.
Oh, no, for me, the hamburger and bloody gore with the car sick is pretty much a recipe.
No, it's just... Now you can hear